Watches the news regularly on any kind of TV channel? Is there anybody? Yes, maybe a few of you, or at least you read about it. Okay, do you think that politics is present in the news? Yes, how often?
Every day.
Every day. So my question is, what makes politics important in the 21st century?
To end wars.
Okay.
And to unite.
Okay.
Advanced technology, everything depends on politics and the ambassadors. So it's not about warfare anymore.
Yes, that's right.
Ethnic clashes.
I can't hear.
Ethnic clashes.
Yes. Okay. Or?
It's more available for everyday people. They know more about it than they used to.
Yes, that's right. And maybe there are more and more controversial issues, I think, that people, like to have their opinion about, and they like to discuss it, for example. So I think more before. No. Yes, so in your opinion, what makes a good politician, if there is a good politician? Do you think there is a good politician at all? No, why not?
Because, in my opinion, and according to my experience, there are no politicians who don't change, who don't alter in the way of personality and behavior.
Uh-huh. And during their career?
Yeah, during their career.
Uh-huh. Okay. But still, if someone wants to be successful and a good politician, what qualities are important to have?
Experience.
Mm-hmm. What kind of experience is very important to be a politician, a good politician?
They have worked in the government.
Very good. Yes, in any kind of governmental office, they must have some kind of experience like that. Or maybe living abroad, for example, if you think of the international affairs. Okay, what else is important?
Knowledge.
Yes, okay, knowledge and?
Very good.
Communication skills, I think, are very important. They always have to prove that they are
right.
Right. Yes, that's right. Okay, anything else? No. Okay, then. Then I will have now a few people who in the USA and in the Great Britain are set to be famous. Now, do you know who he is?
George Washington.
George Washington. Very good. What do you know about him? Do you know any information about him?
The first president.
Yes, he was the first president. And I managed to find some quotations of these people. For example, one of his most famous one is, "Every post is honorable in which a man can serve his country." What do you think of this quotation? It's true. In what way? Do you agree with it?
If you're, for example, a teacher, you are serving your country because you're teaching the youth.
Yes, that's right. Who later maybe will make use of it, yes, during their career. Okay, good. Let's see the second person. Do you know who she is?
Margaret Thatcher.
What do Iron Lady well done? Okay, do you know any information about her?
She governed the UK with very strong.
Yes, that's right. Is it typical for women to be political leaders?
Not
why not?
Because of history, but the think now is going to be normal and accepted.
Yes, maybe more and more typical nowadays, but I think still there are more men than women. And a quotation, for example, she said, is that in politics, if you want anything said, ask a man, and if you want anything done, ask a woman. What's your opinion about it? Do you agree with it? Boys, for example? You think it's a feminist statement of hers? Uh-huh. Okay, and girls, do you agree with it? Duri?
Yes, I do. Men tend to always think and tell other people what to do, but women also do something.
Yes, many times it is them who act finally. Okay, the next one. I have two more. We are in the present. Who is he?
David Cameron.
Who is the
Prime Minister
in the UK? And there are many quotations of his because maybe he's too young for that. But conservatives believe in the ties that bind us. Society is stronger when we make vows to each other and we support each other. I don't support gay marriage in spite of being a conservative, but I support gay marriage because I am a conservative. What does it tell about him? If you read it again.
Maybe he's the kind of man that lives up to his own principles.
Very good.
He doesn't just talk, he lives what he preaches.
Yes, that's right. Okay, good. And I have one more. Who is he?
Barack Obama.
Yes, what do you know about him? Yes, the president of the United States. And if you are walking down the right path and you are willing to keep walking, eventually you'll make progress. What's your opinion of this statement? What does it suggest us?
To have courage.
To have?
Courage.
Courage, okay.
To have great power.
Yes, and to have great power. Okay. No. And now then, it is Doris' time to come. And so first, you will see a presentation about the American election system, and what I would like you to do, and later we will have a quiz, so I would like you to pay attention, okay, and try to memorize as many things as you can, okay? because you will have a kind of quiz afterwards. You will work in groups. If you wish, you can make notes, but I would like you to memorize, okay, rather than write them down, because then it will be very easy, okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to talk about America's crazy election system. And I said crazy because it's far more complex than the ones we know already from Europe, because it has different stages. I'm going to show them. This picture I found on the internet, it was made for children, so I hope you can understand the basic steps throughout this picture. First of all, if president of the United States, he or she has to be eligible for three main points. So if any of you were thinking about being the US president, maybe you should listen to that. First of all, you have to be a natural born citizen of the United States, which I'm afraid none of us is eligible to, because we were not, I hope, us was born there. And I'm sorry to pressure against them. But secondly, he has to be at least 35 years old and the US president for 14 years. These elections are held every 4 years, just like in Hungary. Now let's go back up and jump to the first step. So we know how parties are formed. The people from this from these parties decide they want to be president. Then they go throughout the country and campaign to win the support of their fellow party members. It's important to know that in this stage, the candidates campaign and compete against each other within their own party to be the only president and nominee of their party. So after this campaign are over, then people can go and vote for the person they would like to see as president someday. These are called primaries and caucuses. Primaries are just like the voting process we already know from Hungary. But people go to spot boxes and they cast their vote according to who they want to as president. On caucuses, people don't only vote, but before voting they give speeches in support of one presidential candidate. So this is the main difference between them. Now, since this voting is already over, then let's see what we have in the United States right now. So as you may know, there are two main parties in the United States. They are the Republicans and the Democrats. And you can see the symbols above, the elephant and the donkey. Well, the Republicans have now three main presidential nominees or potential presidential nominees. They are John Kasich, Donald Trump, and Ted Cruz. They are competing against each other to be the only presidential nominee of their party. Then on the Republican side, we have Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. And they are also competing against each other. So here is a picture of what they look like right now. Of course, it's not what they said, but what they meant. So, let's see what we already know. Well, as you see, Trump leads the Republican side, while the Democrats are dominated by Hillary Clinton. Let's take one picture. We can see that these votings are closed. And now come the national conventions. Each party holds a national convention to choose a presidential nominee for this term. So you can see here when all the national conventions will be. Of course, the two most important are the Republican and the Democrat. Again, national convention. They will be held in July in different places. So in this stage, parties sit together and they decide who they want to support to be the president. then these candidates again goes through the country and campaign again now to win the support of the general population. This usually consists of rallies, debates and advertising, so they go and meet people, they get interviewed and they discuss different topics, sometimes against each other. So we have these candidates, and on November the 8th, people will go and cast their vote for the person they would like to see as president. Now it's as simple as that, but which makes it more complicated is that when people go and vote, these presidents are not chosen directly, but they vote for a group of people known as electors. And in return, the electors are pledged to vote for the person the general population supports. So it's a really bit complicated, and what? Because it makes it more complex. We just have to know it because we'd like to understand how votes will be counted in the fourth step and the final step. Because these electors are part of the electoral college, and even though by November the 8th, it will be already clear who will be president of the United States, these electors will only cast their votes in December. And each state has a certain amount of electors, which depends on the population of that state. And in most states, the winner takes it all principle is available. So if a candidate wins the majority of the electoral votes, then he receives all the votes in that state. So this is the way votes are counted. And to become president, a candidate has to win at least half of the votes, so 270 votes is needed. Then these votes will only be counted on a far later day in January, actually on the 20th of January, and then it will be officially announced who will be entitled to move into the White House for the next 4 years. This is called Inauguration Day. Yes. So we should go back now. Here you can see the whole process again in the hall. I hope you can understand some of the American election system. And if you didn't, then I just brought you some dogs, which would be okay. Thank you for listening.
Would you like to see perhaps the photos again or the pictures again to memorize some?
Yeah.
Okay, it's okay. Could you go back to the beginning, probably? And yes, or at least the main, this one, so that they can see
this.
Some, yes, for example, this one as well.
So
that they can memorize certain.
Maybe you should memorize
things. Numbers or names, or
if you remember the names or the main names,
mm-hmm.
these parties and the symbols, maybe you should go.
Okay, any questions? Not yet. Okay, thank you, Duri. Well done. Okay, and then Lalit will find yours, okay?
My presentation about the British political system. In Britain there is a general election, and this election is an opportunity for every people in every part of the UK to choose their MP. The MP means the member of the parliament, the person who will represent their local area in the House of Commons for up to 5 years. Usually the political party that wins the most seats in the House of Commons forms a government. And people can only vote for one of the candidates, and the candidate that receives most votes becomes the MP. And In the general election, people only vote for the MP and they don't elect the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister is elected by and appointed by the Queen. The Prime Minister now is David Cameron. David Cameron is a British politician who is currently serving as the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, as well as the leader of the Conservative Party and member of the Parliament for Whitby. And there is two governmental models in England, and these two, the constitutional monarchy and the parliamentary system. And the monarch still has a role to play on some executive and legislative levels, but it is the parliament which possesses the essential legislative power and the government of the day which governs. The English monarchy. Succession to the throne is still hereditary, but only for Protestants in the direct line of descent. The continuity of the English monarchy has been interrupted just once by the Cromwell Republic. There have been different lines of descent who governed in Britain. The Queen. The Queen is now Elizabeth II, and she is the longest monarch still the United Kingdom. And she's the king's star. And all the ministers and officials of the central government are the monarch's servants and judges, military officers, peers, and bishops of the Church of England, swear allegiance to the crown, not to the government. The British monarchy, in spite of these roles, the monarch acts only to advise the political ministers, and the monarch cannot make laws, impose taxes, and spend public monies. The British parliament. The British parliament consists of the House of Lords, the House of Commons, and formerly the monarch. The House of Commons consists of members of the Parliament, the MPs, who are elected by the adult suffrage of the British people. And there are some statistics about that. The British Parliament. Parliament has a maximum duration of 5 years. The maximum has sometimes been prolonged by special parliamentary legislation, for example, the two world wars on occasions of national emergency. And he is Chris Gayling. The full name is Christopher Stephen Gayling. He's a British Conservative Party politician who is the leader of the House of Commons and the Lord President of the Council since 2015. He was the Lord Chancellor and Secretary of State for Justice from 2012 to 2015. The political parties. About the two political parties, the great majority of the MPs in the House of Commons belong to either the Conservative or the Labour Party, which are the main political parties. And this is the traditional two-party system in British politics, in which power has alternated between two major parties. The Labour Party, traditionally, gathers its support from the trade unions, the working class, and the middle class as well. its electorates have always been in Southwest Scotland and the Midland and Northern English industrial cities. The other party, the Conservative Party, the party support comes mainly from business interests and the middle and upper class. The party's strongholds tend to be in southern England. Thank you for your attention.
This is the end. Thank you very much. Okay, so now I will divide you, of course, with the exception of Dani and Dori, because they know too much. So you will be divided into two groups. David, would you tell me a color?
Blue.
Blue. And Matteo, a color? Another one?
Yellow.
Yellow, okay. So you are blue, yellow. Blue, yellow. Blue, yellow. Frugi, blue, yellow, and blue. Those who are blue, please try to sit somewhere here, okay, together, and those who are yellow, then they sit to the other part of the classroom there, okay? Blue. Matti, you have to sit there. Yes, and you are six, and here five, if I counted well. So then we'll be all together. Of course, somehow you try to sit together. There will be 15 questions in the quiz. Some of them asking for names or symbols or years or things like that. Like, how many electors are there in the US? What are the names and symbols of the political parties? What are caucuses, if you remember? How often is the election for president held? What's the date of the next election in the US? When is the inauguration day? Who can be the president? Write at least two expectations. There were three, if I remember well, Dori, if I'm not mistaken, there were three ideas, but at least two. At least one American candidate for each party this year. Who can vote in Britain? Who appoints the prime minister? Who is the prime minister in the UK now? You have seen him twice today. Which republic interrupted the English monarchy? What's the main role of the monarch? What are the branches of the parliament? And what are the two main British political parties? Try to answer as many questions as you can. And Dori and Dani will help me to correct, okay? And we will discuss what we accept and what we don't. And the members of the winner team will get a 5.
Each member.
Of course, yes. Do you find it easy or difficult?
So-so.
You can sit next to each other and you can have a look at them. Come here, Dani. Okay? And decide what you will accept, okay? Do you think 3 or 4 minutes will be enough? 3 or 4 minutes, yes? Maybe you didn't think it was that
you would like to have the horse as a symbol?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god. It's too tired for a Friday afternoon, but if you wish. Write your names on the top. Yes, yes. And hopefully we will remember the names who were in the group. Do you think we need some time? 1 minute, okay? 1 minute? One more minute, okay? Because we need some time to correct them as well, so that we can see who will get fives. Yeah. If you accept or not. Finish? Then we will need some time to correct them. David. singer. Okay. Greta. And Sissi. Sissi. And Martin. And of course you two will also get a 5, okay, for your presentation that you did, which was done very nicely. Oh, can I have it? Yes, sir. Thanks. You can stay where you are, just 2 more minutes, wait a moment. Just the last question for you. Taking everything into consideration, what you or what candidates have to do, would you ever be a politician then?
Yes, you would.
Yeah. I'm watching House of Cards, and it's a TV series, and it's really interesting.
Okay, but what makes you want to be a politician? What are your expectations? What do you believe
you have? I want to make change.
And do you think your personality is strong enough, for example, to be a politician?
In my life right now, I wouldn't be, but in my next life, I
would probably. In your next life? Uh-huh. Okay. Anybody else who would be interested in being a politician? Yes?
People say I'd be a good politician, but I disagree. I'd rather shock myself.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. But hopefully you won't. So. That's all for today then, and thank you for your attention and have a happy weekend, okay? And see you next week. Hello. Azt mondom, hogy ezzel mit csináljak. Ehhez kell valamelyik?